Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Brach ist Perik Dalin, Mishnah Gimel, Rebbe Gamliel Eimer, Rebbe Gamliel says, B'chol Yayin, throughout the day, meaning throughout the weekday, Mispal Adam Shmeina Esrei, a person's M'chuyev to Davin, by each of the Shmon Esreis, all of the 18 Brachis, the Chazal were Misakein. Even if you're in a rush, even if you're pressured for a time, you have to Davin all the Shmon Esreis. You can't patty yourself with a shorter version. Now, count the brachas. Are there 18? There are 19. That's because Rav Gamliel is telling us this then before they were misaken the bracha of V'lamal Shinan. Rav Yeshua says, if a person is really pressured and it's hard for him to daven all 18 brachas, it's enough that he should daven Me'en Shmona Esrei. What does Me'en Shmona Esrei mean? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. One thing is for sure. The first three brachas and the last three brachas, you have to say that in its entirety, exactly the way it's in the Siddur. As far as the brachas in the middle are concerned, Rabbi Yeshua holds, if you're really pressured and you feel you don't have the yish of the das to say the brachas properly in between, you can daven an abridged version, Me'en Shmon Esrei. Rav holds each bracha in a shortened version. For example, Atu Chayin Ladam Das, Barichat Hashem, Chayin Adas. Shmuel says, no, you're only going to make one bracha. You're going to say one bracha in between the first three and the last three. And that one bracha is going to take into it a little bit of each of the brachas. And that's a bracha that begins with the words, Havineinu. So you say, Havineinu, Hashem Elokeinu Ledas Terechecha, that's Atachayinen. Umaylas Levaveinu Liyaraschcha, that's Hashiveinu, Tshuva. Then we say the words v'sislach lanu, that's for slach lanu. Ge'ulim, which should be redeemed, that's for re'evion yenu. Then you say the words v'rachakeinu mimachiveinu, please distance us from our pain, that's k'neged debracha b'refa'enu. V'dashineinu b'nais artzacha, that's for baruch aleinu. And if it's v'seinu mi'arba t'kabetz, that's t'kabe shofar. Then we say, V'atoyim al datcha yishavtu, that's Hashiva Shavtenu. V'al Rashoim tanav yadacha, that's k'neged v'lam al shinim. Yismachu tzadikim, the tzadikim should rejoice, that's k'neged the brachav al tzadikim. B'binyan irecha, u'betikon echalecha, that's k'neged Yerushalayim ircha. Then we say, V'tzmichas kerem l'dovet avdecha, u'v'yarichas ne'le v'nyishem mishichecha, that's for Semach David. Terem nikri, even before we call out to you at the sana, you answer us, and that's when you finish Baruchat Hashem Shemei Tefillah. So again, what does Me'en Shmona Esrei mean? According to Rav, a little bit of each bracha. Basically, you say every bracha, but you take out the middle part. And according to Shmuel, it's the bracha of Havineinu, one bracha that takes into account each of the brachas. It's like one or two words for each of the regular brachas. But again, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, this Me'en Shmona Esrei is only if you're pressured and you don't feel you can say the other brachas properly. L'chatchila, you're supposed to say out clearly and slowly with kavana all of the middle brachais, beginning and end, the way it is in the Siddur, the way the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were misaken it for us. So again, Rav Gamliel says no excuses. You have to say all the brachais. Rabbi Yeshua says if you're under pressure, the middle brachais, there's an abridged version. Now we have the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, it depends. Im shagura tfilase b'fiv. If he's accustomed to davening properly, which happens if you daven properly every single day, and you can daven even quickly without making a mistake. Shaguri means organized. Yispal Shmona Esrei. Then daven the regular Shmona Esrei. There's no heter to use a shortened version. But v'im lav, l'maisa, you're not so accustomed to davening properly. So then me'en Shmona Esrei. According to Rabbi Akiva, this heter of a Me'en Shmona Esrei is only for someone who can't daven fast. And when you rush him, he's going to make mistakes. Now the same would be true if he's Rachman al-Islam sick or under such pressure that he simply won't be able to daven the regular Shmona Esrei. So let me try to understand it because I don't have it clear. I understand Rabbi Gamliel. He says, no excuses. You have to daven the entire Shmona Esrei. I understand Rabbi Yeshua, he says you're under pressure, Me'en Shmona Esrei. So what's Rabbi Akiva saying? And the answer is, Rabbi Akiva is saying, stam, that you're under pressure, that's not good enough. It has to be mamish that he can't. He's not used to davening, and if he has to daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei, he won't be able to do it without making mistakes, given the amount of time that he has to do it. Or, it's not just that he's under pressure. He's mamish, he's sick. It's impossible for him. He can't be mechaven the tefillah. It has to be on a much higher level of pressure than what Rabbi Yeshua says. Not just, it's a little hard for me now. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't do this in the winter. And you can't do it on Matzah Shabbos or Matzah Yom Tov. You know why? Because during the winter, you have to say the same Talamata Levrach. So if you're not going to have the Brach of Baruch Aleinu, how do you say it? And on the Tzoy Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to say Havdalah by Atochein Antanu, by the Brach of Atochein. So Memela, under any circumstances, the shorter option is not possible. What about in the summer? Did you ever hear of someone who davened a shortened version of Shemoneh Esrei because he can't daven so good, or he's under terrible pressure, even according to Rabbi Kiva's level of pressure? And the answer is, we don't do it. And this is what the Paiskim say, Bizman Hazeh. We're always under pressure. If we're going to use this as a terror, it's, I'm under pressure, I'm not going to daven the full Shemoneh Esrei. We'll never daven the full Shemoneh Esrei. And second of all, who says that if I'm going to daven this one brach of a Havineinu, which takes into account all of the other brachas into it, then I will have Kavanah? In the times of the Mishnah, okay, they were able to say, now I can have Kavanah for one long bracha. And they had full focus on it. We're going to daven the short version and not have Kavanah anyway. So Bezman Hazeh, we say, listen, unless someone's mamish and oinus, but you take out that siddur and you say every single word.